you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where all are asleep right now, and I should be as well, but alas, I'm not. But I am, you know, relaxed, reclining, just kind of felt in my spirit. It's good to just spend a little time talking this evening. You know, I know sometimes people, you know, they wonder about, like, you know, the schedule of, like, when we'll put things out and when we'll say things. And you know, the thing is the only time that we really ever put anything out is when God kind of presses us to do it. Because otherwise, you know, unless He gives us something to say, we really don't want to talk. Because there's enough words, enough voices out there. There's enough stuff, there's enough worthless material floating around. And, you know, for us, I mean, you know, we just do this as a service. And, you know, the time. So basically for us, we just want to put something out there as God would have us to do it. And that's kind of when we put something and we post something. And we just leave it at that. No. You know, it comes at different times. It doesn't necessarily happen when it's convenient for us. You know, I think there's been a whole slew of drive times recently. Because, you know, what, I mean, frankly, for me, with the drive times, that's been one of the few actual times that I'll get where I actually am, you know, by myself and have the chance to say a few things for an extended period. Usually, you know, with the work schedule that I keep and a lot of the responsibilities that, you know, I have at this season, that's one of the few windows where I'll get, you know, a 30-minute block to say something. And, you know, in those windows of time, you know, it's amazing. Is that here's what's so cool about those, is that in that window of time, you got this guy, me, who's just driving around, you know, in a little tropical island nation, in a, you know, pretty old truck that's been reconditioned. It looks pretty good right now, but a pretty old truck, doing whatever stuff that God has me to do right now. And but He will give a word to, you know, a willing vessel. I am willing, you know, and He will give that word, and it will be what it is that you need out there in these different places around the world. You know, God understands, the Spirit of God knows exactly where you are, and He flows through willing vessels to get what He wants out into the world. That's kind of how He works. And He doesn't need a pulpit. He doesn't need a building. He doesn't need, you know, He doesn't need a lot of the trimmings that man has said are indispensable to accomplishing this. You know, the Spirit of God will accomplish His purposes however He wants to and however He desires to. And you know what's interesting too is that the form is up to God. How it comes through is up to Him. And most people continue to look for you know, they continue to look for something that is according to a form that meets their religious standards. And when things violate the form that they set, they don't like it. And I've noticed that even with myself. You know, I think, you know, one reason, you know, why God has had us to do Faith Mix the way that we do it is because the form... because you know what, frankly, we don't fit, the people that are part of this team, we don't fit the religious forms of man, nor will we. you know, it's not that we, you know, don't want to, you know, help out or, you know, make a contribution to, you know, things that need to be helped and supported or anything like that. No, it's just that God's made us different. And accordingly, you know, we just have to do what He's put in front of us to do. And, you know, one reason why we have the setup that we do this way is so that people can, you know, they don't have to get focused or get caught up on whether or not, you know, we're doing things the right way. You know, whether or not we've met their expectations, you know, their religious forms, whether or not, you know, we, you know, because I tell you what, you know, I've recently had the privilege of spending some time in some different, just invited to different services, different places, and spent some time talking to some pastors and different people. And, you know, I feel bad for a lot of the pastors because, you know, many of them in their denominational traditions, they are so bound by the systems that they came into in the first place and so many expectations that are laid upon them from the moment they get in there, from the very structures that they're a part of to the congregations that go in there, and they surely will let these guys know when, you know, they're not meeting their expectations. And, you know, the problem is that at the end of the day, how, you know, can you execute the instructions that God gives you? You know, how can you change things when necessary? You know, and I think people spend their lives bound. You know, bound in religious tradition. You know, there's just a certain way they do something, and they can't change it now. They can't challenge it. They can't adjust and move on. And, you know, I think that's, you know, Faith Mix has been a interesting journey for the team that's been a part of this. And, you know, I mean, it is a team, you know, I mean, by God's grace, you know, He chooses, you know, to use my voice for, you know, a chunk of this stuff. But I know that this voice wouldn't reach you if it wasn't for, you know, some other key people that make this possible. I know that this wouldn't reach you guys if it wasn't for certain people that support in a certain, in different ways that make this likely. And so, you know, because of that, you know, it allows for people around the world, and there's a lot of you out there now, you know, to be able to go online, do a couple clicks, and hear this. And, you know, and it meets you where you're at, by God's grace. And obviously, no human being can do this. I can't do this. I can't sit down and in my own mind, my own flesh, come up with a way to get the right message to you where you are. How do I know what you're going through? I have no idea in myself, but the Spirit of God knows exactly what's going on with you. And that's why, you know, He uses us. And you know what? I tell you what. I'm glad that I don't have a personal one-on-one relationship with most of you guys out there. Not that I don't, you know, like and appreciate the people that listen in, but, you know, frankly, you don't need to know us. You don't need to have a personal relationship with us. What you need is you need to walk with Christ. You need to have a personal relationship with Him. And, you know, you don't need a human personality. You don't need a person. You don't need to lift up a person. You don't need to look to a person. You need to look to God. That's the responsibility that each and every one of us has, is to look to God, to look to the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, He uses us just, you know, because it's His good pleasure to do so, but not because there's anything special or exceptional, noteworthy about who we are. No, not at all. You know, in fact, the moment that people start thinking that they're thinking more highly of themselves than they ought to, you get in some trouble. You know, so we just you know, put it out there. God gave us a very simple formula for how we were supposed to take this thing forward with Faith Mix, and we've been doing that. And you know, when He gives us a word, we put it out there and we let it be what it is. And you know what? We don't ask anything from anybody. We don't. I mean, you know, there's a few key people that, yeah, we appreciate your prayers. But you know, we don't take. You know, we freely have received and we freely give. So, you know, that's kind of the situation here. And you know, I know that there's some people that have wanted to have, you know, more of a relationship with the team. You know, sometimes with me personally, that's not gonna happen. You know, in not the way that people come with ulterior motives and agendas. It's not gonna happen. You know, the way that it works is, that's just it. We don't want, how do we say this? We don't want people to look at us the wrong way. We don't want people to look to us and not to God. And that is part and parcel of the religious system that we want to get away from, which is people exalting man and human personalities and not looking to the Father. You know, one man plants, another man waters, God causes it to grow. You know, we recognize the author and the finisher of our faith, and our desire is that people would look to Him and not to us. Not to us at all. So, you know, that's why even when people write into FaithMix, you know, at gmail.com, you know, when you write in, you're writing to a team. And because of that, you know, it's the team, anybody on the team can write people back. And, you know, and we delegate stuff out depending on who should be responding to what. And it goes like that. And, you know, so because you know why? If people are looking for a personality, they care about who writes back to them. But if they're looking to God, as long as somebody has the Spirit of God in them, they don't mind. Because they're looking for a word from the Father and not from a person. So, you know, my goal with all of this stuff is to get out of the way and to allow God to do whatever He desires through a vessel that's given over to Him. You know, at the same time, you know, there are gifts that God's put in us and we need to make those available. So you have to sort of get out of the way, but at the same time allow your gifts to be used by God. So that's kind of, you know, the expression that we have here. And, you know, it's kind of cool to, you know, I know there's some brothers out there that have been emailing in, and you find it, in your own words, you said you find it kind of uncanny, you know, that, you know, every time you listen in, that there's something that's said along the lines of what you're going through. And, you know, you appreciate that. But you know what? Hey, just thank God. You know, because, you know, for us, we're just seeking to be obedient. And, you know, for yourself, because you are marked by Him and because He wants to get a word across to you, He gives you that word. And that should be your assurance that you are important to Him, that He is willing to, you know, even right now, stop an entire discussion just to let you know personally that you are okay with Him and that He loves you and that you have a proper relationship and connection with Him and you're okay. You know, you're okay. You need to know that. You're okay. So, yeah, you know, hey, brother, I tell you what, don't worry about it, man. Seriously. You know, there's enough and more things in this life that are going to come, that are going to be difficult, that are going to be tough. You don't need to worry about it. You're going to be all right. But anyways, no, God knows. He knows exactly what's going on with us. And He knows the message that we need. And it flows through by His Spirit. It makes a difference. Because, you know, we're on a path. We're on a journey. And that journey, it is a rocky road. You know what, you guys, it's a rocky road. It's a tough journey. And, you know, the stronger that you get, the more that God builds you up. You know, I remember they used to say this to me in college. They said, new level, new devil. And, you know, I found that to be true too. You'd go up with, you know, and then the things of God, and, you know, there's a whole nother level of challenges and demonic attack and issues that you end up having to face, you know, in those places, at those levels, in what it is that God has called you to deal with, you know, as His son, as His daughter. So, you know, I mean, I think too, the way that we do things, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, by God's grace, that, you know, we can just do what's in front of us that needs to be done. And, you know, we're not obligated to systems and processes and methods of man. Because, you know, if we were, it would be much more difficult. If we were, there's a lot of things that, you know, we do that, you know, people wouldn't have quite understand. But because of the fact that, you know, we have the format that we do, it allows for us to focus on just one major thing, which is, you know, us obeying the prompting of the Spirit of God and putting certain things there for your benefit, for your growth, for your development as a son and a daughter of God. You know, that for us is our focus. And that's why too, you know, hey, there's a ton of stuff in the archives. You know, you don't have to just stick around for the latest content, because, you know, the Spirit of God is alive in everything that's gone out. So, you know, use what's there, you know, and let it help you. You know, let that word sink in. Let it help you. Another thing too is, you guys out there, if you see areas of the site that, you know, aren't quite functioning right, or something, you know, slips or something, because, you know, there's code being written all the time. There's files being transferred all the time, and sometimes something will happen. You got to let us know. You know, just, you know, let us know that there's something that needs to be adjusted or addressed, and we can look at that. But now, you know, this time that we're living in is a challenging time. You know, this time that we're living in is a stretching time. This time that we're living in is a time like no other in the history of mankind. And all that will happen, all that will take place, all of the challenges, the tribulations, the trials of the future, all of them, you can overcome them in Christ Jesus. And I know, you know, there's a brother in particular I'm thinking of right now. You know, I know that, you know, it's hard sometimes when you look at the struggles that you face and you think about overcoming, but you know what? The Spirit of God is with you. And as you trust Him, He's going to take you past and take you through every one of the trials that you feel you face right now. So don't worry about it. You know, do not let that struggle that you face right now in front of you be the thing that rules your life. You got to overcome it. And God has given us the power by His Spirit in Christ Jesus to be an overcomer. And that is the call. So, you know, with that, hey, you know, just want to let you guys know that, you know, the team, we appreciate you out there. You know, we appreciate your support. We appreciate, you know, everything that you do to make this life and this world, you know, that you work to align it with kingdom principles. And, you know, so, you know, we appreciate, you know, the listeners, we appreciate the team, we appreciate each and every piece that we have at this point in time. And, you know, with gratitude and with grateful hearts, you know, we see all that God has done and we look forward to what He has coming in the days ahead. So, hey, God bless you guys. We love you and we'll catch up again with you guys really soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.